You have tuned in to the Tommy Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning in to episode 33.
Hey everyone, welcome to another timely edition of The Timely Beaver, brought to you from Timely Ted and Timely Town in Beaverton, Oregon, where we also have with us today...
What's up people, it's Dave, coming from California.
Right on, Dave's joining us again. Can we get a high five, Dave? Alright.
That was a good one, long distance high five.
Long distance high five. Not too many
Remember the high five?
Yes.
Oh yeah, man.
Definitely check him out. We had him on one show a while ago, and I can't remember which show it was exactly, but it was a sweet show.
So I think everyone should go back and listen to every single Timely Beaver episode we've made.
Yeah, I think just there's a shortcut. You can look for the high fives of musical guests somewhere. Even though
if you want to do it the long, tedious way, then you can do it.
Yeah, even though we didn't play them, we played a snippet.
Right.
We didn't have a musical guest that week, so we thought we'd put them in as our pseudo-guest.
Exactly. Pseudo-guest host.
Pseudo-guest host. Hiya! I am a pseudo-guest host.
High five!
High fives!
Look out! It's a high five!
Coming at you from the right, from the left. Duck! Duck, duck! Okay. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Alright. So, Dave, actually, you know what? I gotta tell you, man, I love shit from a lot of podcasts. A lot of podcasts have been failing me lately. I feel that way. But there's this one show, and I don't know, I'm sure you'll figure it out here soon enough, but there's this one show I really love to listen to. I talked to you about it a little earlier today, but it's a very naughty, politically incorrect show, and I totally love it. But they have this great skit, which the individual did a while back. It was called Learning Spanish, or that's what I deemed it. But, yes... This is a clip.
Learn Spanish.
Fuck you. Chingado. Go fuck yourself.
Vete a chingarte.
Get the fuck out of here.
Vete a la chingada.
Shut the fuck up.
Cállate el pinche hocico.
Piss on you.
Méate en tú mismo.
Suck my dick.
Chupa mi verga.
Eat shit and die.
Come mierda y muérete.
Oh, that, Dave. That.
That guy definitely... Nothing is sacred with that guy.
Nothing at all. Oh, man. I have to tell you, though, he had some other shit. I mean, it just... The stuff he puts on that show... You know, I'm just going to come out and say it. I want to give props to the Distorted View. DV. It's all a great show. Definitely check them out. I just have to spread the wealth because it cracks me up when I'm at work. And I'm waiting for the day. He does have a segment on his show where people whose lives get screwed up because of Distorted View Daily. And people write in saying that they're at work listening to women rub tampons on their men and men licking whatever. And Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima getting it on. You know, things like that, and they say that they, like, fall backwards and the headphones rip out of the socket. It ends up blaring across the office.
The first one to do that was Howard Stern. I remember if you've seen Private Parts.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious, that one scene. Where he had that one girl sit on that speaker, and then he...
Oh, that was awesome! That was the best scene in that movie.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that was a beautiful scene.
You know, funny,
I have dreams of that.
That, no, I mean, that is crazy because, like, there are some scenes, like, Carol Alt's really hot and she's a pretty, like, prompt role in that movie, but, I mean, there's just a lot of girls in that movie, but, you know, we'll talk about this in a later segment, you know, that, you know, things we like and things we just. But, definitely, tune in, stay tuned for the next segment, but I'll definitely say Howard Stern.
Yeah.
You know, he has pushed. He's the one like kind of like the first name in shock rock. And I mean, not that this guy that we just played is, you know, I mean, he's talented and everything, but I don't know. It seems like everyone, like Howard Stern, has reached that status where it's like anyone that does anything raunchy, they're going to definitely associate, and they're going to attach Howard Stern's name to it or have some kind of affiliation with him. So,
oh, Sirius has to be loving that.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's, the countdown's on, too.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But going through radio, you hear a lot of music, don't you, Dave?
That's right, Ted. That is true. Very true, so.
So what do we have on the menu for music tonight, Dave?
Well, speaking of music, Ted, we have a band from Illinois called Uncrowned. And they can be visited at www.uncrowned.com. Again, they're from Illinois, and here they are with Lying in Wait, Uncrowned.
Man, a little different than what we normally have on the Time AB, but you know what? Nothing wrong with some little metal or alt metal thrown in there rather than punk and alt punk.
Yeah. But it is our favorite sort of niche.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd break out of it. I've seen Uncrowned on there. They've been in my playlist for a while on the Pod Show Music Network, and so I decided, you know, to play them on the show, you know. Definitely, you know, find them at music.podshow.com and uncrowned.com. But, yeah. And, Dave, we have ghost stories, and ghost stories coming out of our ear.
All right, Ted. Well, I guess this one... coming up pretty good, huh? It's a nice long ghost story.
It's a little long. I'm going to try to read through it without any faux pas, because Emily's not here to interject the ending.
And to look over your shoulder.
And to look over my shoulder and to correct me when I mispronounce things and when I stumble and fall on my reading. But whatever it is, it's cool. You know, I got to send some of these shows to you, Dave, so you can actually read a few of them yourself.
Sure. Yeah, some of these ghost stories that we have. But I guess the countdown's on for our famous KK ghost story, too.
Yeah, the countdown is on. And we're going to have a new witchy theme coming up, too, on the Time of Beat.
Yeah, so. Stay tuned for that.
But anyways...
let's hear it, Ted.
Let me pound my chest with glory.
All right, clear your voice.
Hiccup one or two more times and begin. Okay. As this gentleman writes here, this is not a Halloween story, but it might as well be. My aunt used to live in a part of Michigan that was kind of out of the country. Well, next to her house is an old cemetery. Also, about half a mile from her house is an old house. And my brother and my cousins and I are convinced it's haunted. It was made out of reddish brick, and the shutters were all closed up. And those black, pointy fence things were on the top. There was never any lights on or any people around. So one day, my brother and my cousins and I decided to go check it out. We figured we'd walk around the backyard for a few minutes and then leave. That's what we did at first. As it turns out, there was a huge old barn next to it and a field. There was an outhouse too, and even one of those things that had an old cellar. Well, the doors to the shed was open, and... it was kind of swaying in the wind, so we couldn't resist. My brother went first, and we followed him into the shed. There was another door, and we saw that this door went into the house. We tried to open it, but it was jammed. Then my cousin saw it was open about an inch, and we pushed together, and it flew right open. I don't know why, but we started screaming and ran out into the yard. I couldn't believe we actually did it. We were going to go home, but then we thought we would be wandering forever. What would happen if we had gone in? So we went back. We were so scared. The first room looked like the kitchen, and it was one of those really old stoves, the kind that sits on the ground with the black pipe going through the ceiling. That was my first indication that the house had been like 100 years old. The floor started to creak, which made me say out loud that it might give way down to the cellar, which made my brother almost start to cry, but we calmed him down. We walked cautiously out of the house. There were a lot of small rooms. We didn't dare go down to the cellar. The front door was locked and bolted and nailed down with boards. We were all... as we're all ready... damn it. Phone.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of small rooms, but we didn't dare go down the cellar. The front door was locked and bolted and nailed down with boards, as were all the windows. Did I mention that during this whole thing we were really, really scared? Well, we were about to head back when my brother saw a staircase. An old, brown, wooden one. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
We discussed whether or not we would go up. My brother was the only one who would, but I didn't want him to go up alone. With ghosts, it says. He said he would only go up a few steps to see if there was anything up there, so we let him. And that's as far as he got. He was about the fifth step when we heard a horrible crash sound from the kitchen. We all started screaming and ran out of there fast. My brother behind me didn't shut the door, which was probably our first mistake. We ran back to my aunt's house past the cemetery. At that time, the only person we told about this was my aunt. She's cool, and she knew she wouldn't tell anyone about what we did. Well, my brother and I eventually had to go home. But this is where it gets weird. The next day, my mom took us to our aunt's. My other cousin was going back to Chicago the next day, and we wanted to see her again before she left. As we drove past the cemetery, I saw something very creepy. There was some men working there, and it looked like they'd been digging a grave. Now, I don't know if they still use that cemetery. I always thought it was a little old to bury new people in there, but we were wondering, why were they burying, or were they digging something up? We told my aunt about it right away, and she said that it had been there. There had been a fire in the cemetery the night before. Now, this is way too weird. All of this stuff happened the day after we went there. There was now a no trespassing sign standing over the yard, which meant somebody saw us in there. We don't know who, but all I could keep thinking about was, what would have happened if my brother had gone upstairs? I guess we owe our lives to whatever fell in the kitchen. And there we go.
Very good, Ted.
Slowing down, speed it up, and reverse backwards. There it is to you, coming in live. Stereophonic sounds.
Yes, be afraid.
Yes, be very afraid, because that ghost story sucked ass and balls. Well, I got a lot
more. Well,
here's
something that doesn't suck.
Hell yeah, what's that, Dave?
This is the this is actually the original Timely Beaver, Ted.
The original?
Remember we had this original one. Remember we had a rock idol by the name of Vince Lee way back when, many segments ago.
I do remember that man named Vince Lee.
Why don't we go ahead and reintroduce him, Ted, and let's have a little clip of him.
All right, for all you who don't know or are new to tuning into the Timely Beaver, this is Rock Idol with Vince Lee. Vince Lee is the kick-all, know-it-all master of the music realm. So bow your head, slash that Slayer sign, give worship to the devil, fork your fingers, because here he is to tell you about some important rock tips.
Hey, all you minor age school kids out there, welcome to another edition of Rock Idol with Vince Lee. All right! How many of you out there have seen the new reality show, Rockstar in Excess? Oh my god, those people cannot sing, perform, and those hotties should be in my bed. Oh man, what can I say? They surely should have taken some lessons from this rock star, Vince Lee. All right, let's begin. Today I'm going to teach all of you out there how not to be like Tommy Lee and go back to college, but instead how to bring the house down. Besides your props, like those oversized devils and blow-up dolls, and this also includes stage performers who blow flames, me, and the dancing strippers, you'll need to take some action to get the proper satisfaction. Now, I'm not talking about the action before the show on the bus. Oh no, this is pure rock at its best, my feathered haired friends. So let's get started with the best rock star trick in the book, ninja kicks off the drum set. All right! To properly do ninja kicks off the drum set, you'll need to warm up with a cutie before you go on stage. Not one of those hags who's a medical disease encyclopedia. Oh no, but rather a cutie groupie who wants to bag your bones. You know the one I'm talking about. Who follows you from show to show, trying to get your autograph when you get off the tour bus? Now that's the hottie I'm talking about, because you can't rock after your cock's falling off. After your warm-up session on the tour bus, you should go visit the set during the sound check instead of boozing it up down the street at the bar. At the sound check, you should practice a few jumps off the drum set just to measure distance, wind resistance, and ball hangage. Now, if all three of these measure out properly, you are ready to rock the stage during your show with a few flying ninja kicks from the drum set and bag a couple honeys afterwards. All right! This has been another edition of Rock Idol with Vince Lee!
And we could all learn a little something from that Vince Lee. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
That's right, Ted. Well, you know, but he's got things he likes and things he doesn't like. Just like we do, so.
Oh, yeah.
So
this is going to be a new segment.
That leads us to our next kind of topic here.
Yes, a brand new segment, Dave.
Yes, Ted.
This is a great title. We're gonna initiate it. Dave was the wondrous soul who came up with this one. It's pet peeves and things that please. So remember that, pet peeves and things that please. And these are some things these are some pet peeves and things that please that we feel affect us in our daily lives. And if you have any pet peeves or things that please, feel free to write into us at tunnelingbeaver@gmail.com with some of yours, and we'll read them on the air. Or you can leave us an audio comment at 206-222-2328 and let us know at 206-222-BEAV.
Let us know your like and dislike or your pet peeves and things to please.
Yes, and I got a couple things here right off the bat.
I'm good.
Well, I take, as many of you know, the Portland Light Rail, which is called the MAX for Metro Area Express. But people that take it sometimes are really fucking stupid idiots. Now, there are some Portland I'll tell you. There's some Portland people who do podcasting as well, and they talk about riding on the MAX and other things. But let me tell you. They only talk about people laughing or something because they're listening to their show. Shameless self-promotion. Here, I'm going to tell you about pure, straight-up loathing and disregard for other individuals that I have seen and witnessed. So, today, on the MAX, we had a crowded MAX, as usual, coming home in the 5 o'clock hour. Everyone's cramped up next to each other. Now, you expect it to be cramped for a certain amount of time, but after a while, areas start emptying out and there's open regions, but people still feel like getting up and walking through the most crowded region of the light rail just to make people move, even though they had a clear exit the other direction and they were even closer to the empty exit. And that is one of my big pet peeves.
That's good, Ted.
That was a little long, personal, and overdone.
That's a very long pet peeve. That's a very long pet peeve.
Oh, man. But there we go. And, yeah. And also, postage.
That's cool.
I heard it that there might be a postage increase.
Oh, no.
No?
I hope not. What are they thinking about increasing it to? 50 cents?
I think it was 40 cents.
Oh, wow. Pretty soon we're going to see $1 per stamp.
No. Post office, they're pretty cool, man. They're not trying to jack the American public. But I've noticed, man, these gas gougers and whatever else, there's a pet peeve. Gas gougers, and then the super thrift stores is a please. The super thrift gas store that you can walk in, it's like 20 cents cheaper than any other gas out there. And you walk in, you're like, please fill me up because they're my pet peeve and you're my please. All right. Do you have any other things to add to the things, the pet peeves and the things that please, Dave, tonight?
Yes, Ted. I'll go with the things that please first. We were talking about this earlier. You know, Howard Stern sometimes, man, that is so funny. Like, it is definitely a thing that pleases. He's going off the air, off the, you know, free airwaves, I think, in about 2 months.
Like, oh, is it already down there? Wow.
Yeah, and then he's moving to Sirius, Ted. So,
Don't have Sirius, but I love Howard Stern, and I hope he comes out with a podcast. Day late, you know, 4 hours, download it, and it might be a huge file of, like, 100 megs.
That means
something
to look for.
But I know Al Franken does it.
Does he?
Yeah. You can get his show commercial free via pod.
Cool. That's definitely better than listening to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. That's damn sure.
Limbaugh, man. Dude, get back on the drugs.
Oh, man. Oxycontin. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sean Hawkins. So, but anyways,
that sounded very fucked up, Dave.
Really?
It was like, let it go, Will, fuck off.
Well, that's Rush Limbaugh for you.
Yeah, speeding up, slowing down time through iChat audio. That's good. Yeah. I wish we could get on Google Talk. I've heard a little bit about Google Talk, and the sound sounds great, but it's like...
Yeah. We can't do it with a Mac, right?
We need a PC. Damn bastards.
Yeah, well, that'll save... I have another thing we could talk about the next podcast. And
Steve Jobs, one more thing?
No, it's actually something that's even better. It's going to be more kind of groundbreaking for all of networking and all of, like, internet connectivity, so... But I will save that for another time. They had an article in the paper about it, and it's gonna be a huge breakthrough, and it's right on the horizon. So, but suffice to say that get rid of your wires, all your Ethernet cables can get chucked.
Oh, you're bringing us that Silicon Bay Area shizzleness.
Yeah, but it kicks butt though, Ted.
Oh, I can't wait. I heard
anyways,
that. All right, man.
Yeah, so look forward to that. That's in the upcoming episodes.
In the forthcoming
time of
good.
Season, you'll have that. But I have one more. So the thing that peeves, my pet peeve, real quick, Ted already touched on it, but gas prices, ridiculous. You know,
absolutely.
Freaking ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So major pet peeve. And then finally, one last major thing that pleases is early morning surf. This is early morning swimming. And then topping it off with a nice hot breakfast. After you're done.
That's like vacation pleasure. Oh.
Oh, man. You know, like what we used to do.
That's like as good as a great massage, man.
No, that's seriously. I mean, but what we used to do when I lived in San Diego is we, you know, get up at 6, 7 to surf and then go get a fatty burrito. Mexican, like, just there's this great Mexican restaurant. You go get this gigantic burrito and just chop out of that and then go to school. And I mean, it's in San Diego, so the weather is nice, but the water is pretty cold. I mean, when we went, but dude, there is nothing like that. You know, you're just warm, kind of out from all the paddling, but and then, you know, just all surfing, and then you just guzzle down, or just, I should say, chow down a fatty burrito, and like you run to class, and man, it's good stuff. So, major thing that pleases.
All right, major thing that pleases. And on to another thing that pleases is Uncrowned here with their song Queen of New York. Find them at uncrowned.com.
call my name. I wanna feel like a lion. Well then call my name. I wanna feel the same. Well then call out my name. I wanna rise up like a
And that was Uncrowned, and man, been listening to, been waiting to play them, actually. I've really dug the sound, and that's why I thought I decided I'd break the normal chain of melody that the Timely Beaver have.
Yeah, as going from, we went from that long stint of, like, good Irish punk, and, you know, then the Swingin' Utters, and everything,
yeah.
And then we come to...
Yeah, we've had to do it, you know. It's just every now and then we play a little techno, a little trance, maybe a little reggae. We just got to keep it live about every five or six shows. Got to just throw one in there and totally love it because, man, it's all good music any way you look at it.
That's right, Ted. So if anyone has any recommendations or anything they want to hear... please let us know, and we'll see if we can, we can play in the background or even feature the band.
Yeah, definitely. And, you can reach us at timelybeaver@gmail.com, 206-222-2328. That's Beav, if you want to spell it out.
For those that are in spelling.
Yes, for those phonetically, challenged, I'll give you the
numbers. Numerically challenged.
Numerically challenged. Find all this information at timelybeaver.com and member uncrowned.com for all your uncrowned satisfaction. Dave, great show, man. Thanks for doing this with me again, and we'll do another show later in the week, I'm sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ted. We will talk to you soon, and please get in touch with us, people, and have a great night.
Yes, take care, and good night.
Good night.